said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to tell you a story, true story. This is when I was living in New York, the Bronx, New York, to be exact. And my sister and I took a little trip to Staten Island. And we were enjoying shopping there and doing a lot of different things. Now, my sister loves to go into thrift stores. She always finds treasures. When I walk into bargains, I walk out without a thing. If Linda walks into bargains, she will find a treasure trove that I never saw. And so as we're driving in Staten Island, she spies a thrift store. Now, it was later in the day. I really didn't want to stop, but my sister was nagging me. So I stopped, and we walked into the thrift store, and as she's going into the aisles looking for her treasures, I was wandering around aimlessly, not really happy. And then I walked into one of the rooms in the thrift store that very few people were in because that's where the real junk was. And in the back of the thrift store, in a dusty corner covered with dust, was a treasure that I even recognized. It was one of these magnificent coach carriages, the ones that you see royalty around when they have their babies, they're pushing their prams. In fact, it was from England. It was beige, and it had an inlay of a rose on it. These carriages cost hundreds of dollars. But the people at the thrift store wanted to move it along, probably didn't know what it was worth, and so it was priced for $60. What a bargain. I called Linda over, and she said, "Oh, I have to have that." Well, we walk up with this baby carriage to the checkout, and we're so proud, and I hand her my plastic, and she said, "We don't accept credit cards. It's cash only." Now, you have to understand something. This was not the time of ATMs. I couldn't run out to an ATM and get money out of a magic machine and bring it in. So we had to figure out, how do we get all this money? We looked in our purses. We had $29 between us. That wasn't enough. But we were not discouraged. We took over a part of the thrift store, and we got a table cleaned off because we have no sense of boundaries or shame. And we started emptying our purses because, you know, women's purses are wonderful inventions. And in the purses, we found all sorts of change, and we started piling it up. And meanwhile, we had an audience because people were fascinated with us. And we're piling up our change. And when we had looked in the lining of our purses and the bottom of our purses and anywhere we could find, we still were short, so I was dispatched to the car. Because cars have mats, and there's always change in cars. And I gathered all the change from there, and I brought it in. And by the time we were done, we had found $30 in change. But that was still a dollar short. So my sister pulls out a dollar worth of stamps and goes up to this lady. And now we've been there at least a half an hour making a scene, and says, "I have a dollar in stamps and all this change. Can it be enough?" And I don't know if the woman was fit with compassion or just exasperation and wanted to get rid of us, because she said, "You can have it for $59. And she didn't say, "Get out." So we muscle this beautiful big coach carriage out into my Chevette. Those of you who are old enough remember Chevette's. I don't know how we got it in there. Now, there was another problem with getting this home to the Bronx. If you go from the Bronx to Staten Island, there are many tolls. In those days, there was no such thing as I-passes. So you had to stop at a toll booth and hand people money. There was also not a credit card lane. And we realized that if we went through these toll booths, we might have flashing lights going after us, so we certainly couldn't do that. So we had to plot a path back from Staten Island to the Bronx and avoid all the tolls. Probably took us 2 hours to get there, but we managed. And then that coach carriage was cleaned up. It was so beautiful. It housed babies. It housed antique dolls. It's still being used today. The kingdom of heaven is like a dusty coach carriage in a thrift store that nobody else saw but one person and cleaned it up and brought it home. I look around the church today and I see so many beautiful decorations, but I know that in January all these decorations are going to be taken down and we're going to be a little sad. And it'll be dark and it'll be cold and probably icy and the bay will freeze over. And we must remember that the magic of this season isn't the decorations and all the beautiful hymns. It's what's within us, the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven will travel with us if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. May the joy of Jesus be with you, not only this day, but in those dark days of January. The kingdom of heaven is like something stuck in a dusty corner that only a few see. Will you see the treasure in front of you? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the beauty of this day, and for the pearl of great price, Jesus. And we ask that his grace and his mercy would light up our lives this day and for the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.